This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At the G7 summit in France, U.S. President Donald Trump and Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an early morning breakfast today. President Trump praised Johnson.
He needs no advice. He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time. He's the right man for the job.
You're on message there. I'm very grateful for that.
Johnson also discussed the progress he'd like to make on trade talks with the U.S.
Well, looking forward to having some pretty comprehensive talks about how to take forward the relationship in all sorts of ways, particularly on trade. And we're very excited about that.
We're having very good trade talks between UK and ourselves. We're going to do a very big trade deal, bigger than we've ever had with the UK. And now they won't have it. At some point, they won't have the obstacle of, they won't have the anchor around their ankle, because that's what they had. So we're going to have some very good trade talks.
Other topics included Brexit, the U.S. trade war with China, and the possibility of inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to the summit next year. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude today, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in Afghanistan. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea state media says leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon on Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency says Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts say the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since the denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council says it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks. In Hong Kong, police were skirmishing with protesters for a second straight day on Sunday. While a large crowd rallied in the nearby park, another group of protesters took over a main street, building barricades with traffic barriers and cones. After hoisting warning flags, police used tear gas to try to disperse the crowd. Protesters responded by throwing bricks and other objects toward the police. Prior to the skirmishes, tens of thousands of umbrella-carrying protesters marched in the rain in Hong Kong's latest pro-democracy demonstration. A senior U.S. command officer confirmed Cambodia and China are proceeding on a base for China's Navy in the Southeast Asian country. Army Brigadier General Joel B. Vowell said construction will begin next year at Ream Naval Base, confirming to a group of regional journalists that Cambodia will grant China access to the deep coastal waters on the Gulf of Thailand. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships says it is now heading for Turkey amid heightening tensions between Tehran and Washington. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Backed by military aircraft, Brazilian troops are deploying in the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region and prompted anti-government protests as well as an international outcry. President Jair Bolsonaro also tried to temper global concerns, saying that previously deforested areas had burned and that intact rainforest was spared. Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1. The best news.